The next batch of news stories include how a scam is circulating in the county and how pressure is building on our hospitals.
A fourth city centre restaurant was raided over the Christmas period after thieves broke in through a window in the toilet at Ben Gall's Spice in St Benedict Street. Two televisions were stolen, along with £40 from the till and multiple bottles of liquor. This comes as the Red Lion in Bishopsgate, Fig Bar and Salt in the Lanes, John Madden Market, were also targeted. A spokesman for Norfolk Police believed the incidents are linked and inquiries, including forensics and CCTV, work continues.
People have been urged to stay away from A&E departments at under-pressure hospitals if possible, ahead of an expected further rise in COVID cases. Health bosses apologised that they will have to prioritise urgent and emergency cases, so some people with less pressing needs will face delays. But they warn that they face, quote, some of the most significant and sustained pressures in years, unquote. So hospital beds must be kept free for people needing urgent and emergency treatment. While there are signs that the Omicron variant causes less severe illness, hospitals fear a potential influx of patients should people become severely ill in the next few weeks amid record COVID rates. It also means increasing numbers of hospital staff are becoming sick or having to isolate. People with non-life-threatening issues are urged to phone NHS 111 or visit 111.nhs.uk for guidance on what they should do. They are also directed to the walk-in centre in Rouen Road, Norwich.
A warning has been used after a fake COVID pass scam started to circulate. There have been reports of people in the county being sent texts claiming to be from the NHS telling victims to click a link to access their COVID pass. Norfolk County Council Trading Standards says the scam has also been reported to have been emailed, with the link taking those who click it to a fake version of the NHS website, which attempts to gather personal and financial information. It said the NHS will never ask for payment or financial details over text or email. The NHS COVID pass is available free through the free NHS app from the nhs.uk website or by calling 119. Trading Standards says those who received the text should report it by forwarding the message to 7726 or by calling the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133.